brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.
Man, we went from British Columbia to Forsyth, Georgia. I'm guessing you flew into Hartsfield.
Just for them to connect and scream and laugh and do all of that.
And this is one of those games that I don't think they'll ever forget.
And there you go. Unity through high school football. Welcome to another round of the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast here at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Large device or small, thanks for accessing us however you are doing so. GPB, GPB.org, the GPB Sports app, however you GPB on a daily basis. Thanks for dropping by and being a part of the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast for yet another week here in the state of Georgia. Hannah's on assignment. We'll see her Friday night out at Douglas County as we get ready for Hughes in Douglas County. And Hannah gets to catch her breath a little bit, kind of, sort of. And she'll let you know what's going on Friday on air on GPB. And so it's just me this week, but we got some good stories and we got some good friends to hang out with us. Here's the rundown of the show. First and foremost, we're going to catch up with Johnny White, the head coach at Douglas County. Douglas County's playing Hughes on Football Fridays in Georgia Friday night. Our first trip ever to Douglas County High to do a football game for the Football Fridays in Georgia broadcast. So Hughes and Douglas County, we're catching up with the home coach, Johnny White, at Douglas County in the program that he's built. Won a region title last year. They're staying in their classification. They changed regions. Off to a great start. We'll catch up with him. Then, the second story. We're going to be surrounded by coaches, and there's a good reason for it. Question for you. Show of hands. How many of you have included British Columbia and Forsyth, Georgia, in the same sentence when it comes to high school football ever, when you've been talking about high school football? How many times have you done it? Probably short of last week, the answer is zero. And I'm right there with you. Because last week, something really cool happened down in Middle Georgia. In Forsyth, it was Mary Persons playing New Westminster of British Columbia. So coming up later in the show, we catch up with Brian Nelson, the head coach at Mary Persons, no relation, and a couple of the head coaches from New Westminster, and find out, A, how did this game come to be? B, what was it like for the British Columbia folks to sample Middle Georgia? Because they sampled Middle Georgia on Friday. They went to a college game on Saturday over in Auburn. What was it like for them to experience Middle Georgia? And what was it like for the folks at Mary Persons to hang out with the friends from New Westminster? So we're going to catch up with them as the other element in the show. The other coaches that we're catching up with. We'll catch up with everybody, how everybody did on Football Fridays on the staff, and we'll get you set for this weekend. But before we get into our first interview with Johnny White, obviously, a lot of our focus is in Bremen, and we send all of our love and best vibes to everybody in the Bremen community because of what happened to their quarterback, Carson Kimball, last weekend in the rivalry game against Bowdoin. Suffered a spinal injury, had to be taken from the field, getting treatment here in the city of Atlanta at one of the Class A hospitals. There's a GoFundMe out there. If you're so inclined, you can Google it and find out how to help out the Kimball family that way with all of the costs that they are accruing. And also, if you're anywhere near Bremen on Friday, it's their homecoming game. They take on McNair. What I would like, and this is just a suggestion, if you're so inclined, if you don't have a game, if your team is off, if your team is far away, make sure that every seat in Bremen is full for their homecoming game, because it's McNair, it's homecoming, but at the same time, they're also having a barbecue fundraiser for the Kimball family, once again, and every the cost they have to accrue. So if you like barbecue, if you're near Bremen, if you want to make a hike, you want to help things out, you want to show your love for the Bremen community, you can do that on Friday night as Bremen takes on McNair for homecoming. It is Q for Carson, and you can also find a couple of other ways to help out once again, if that is a path that you'd like to go down. And keep an eye on that as we go. All right, first coach, no dilly, no dally zone. We're going to get right into it and catch up with our buddy Johnny White at Douglas County, find out what it's like for him as he gets ready for his debut, his team's debut at home here on Football Friday. Time for a bit of a Football Fridays in Georgia preview, catching up with the head coach of Douglas County, Johnny White. Coach, it's always great to see you. Thanks for dropping by the podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's always great to be on.
All right, so right now, as things stand, I'm looking at my standings, and you're 3-0, When you look at what you've done so far this season, knocking off Cedar Grove, Jonesboro, and Newton, what have you learned about yourself so far?
I've learned that we can play physical football. I really learned on Saturday that we're calm underneath some hostile environment. I like the idea that we had to come from behind. We started off, we were down 15-7. So I like that, no fussing, just, you know, staying to the plan. And I learned that as long as our kids are working hard, then I think we have a shot. So I'm very excited to see what we can do. We'll be ready and prepared on Friday.
Is there any concern on your part about the one day less of prep having to turn around to play a team like Hughes?
No, not really. Not really. I mean, we've done it several times. I mean, we had the one day against Jonesboro. We played on a Saturday. So I think our kids are used to it.
Coach White on the road hanging out with us here on the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast as we preview Hughes and Douglas County coming up this Friday night on GPB, GPB.org, the GPB Sports app, wherever you catch everything GPB. How much film study have you done? What has study hall been like getting ready for Boone and everything that Hughes is going to throw at you?
Well, you know, I didn't sleep on Saturday. I came home and went straight to work, so that's what we're getting ready for. You know, very, very good football team. Very physical on both sides of the line. You know, me and Coach Bull worked together for a long time at Creekside. When I became the head coach, I made my defense coordinator. Me and Coach Arnold worked together. You know, I was on Langston staff for 3 years, so I know those guys very well. They're going to be well coached, they're going to play hard, and they're going to be fast and physical. So I know for a fact this is definitely going to be our most physical football game so far this year.
When you look back at last year with the run that you had, you got the region title. Biggest lesson that you brought with you from last year, with all the success that you had, what's the biggest thing you learned about your team last year that you brought forward to this season, you think?
I think it's the same method, playing for each other, being hungry, and making sure that you put that effort in every day. That rent has to be paid every day. And I think I told you in the past, what we've done at practice is, you know, we run our score clock because we go by period. So it's always a countdown with the clock. But I also put 24-21 on the scoreboard. That was the lowest score from last year. So I tell my kids when they're not going 100% or when they feel like they can't do it, I say, look at that scoreboard now. Do you want to feel like that again? And I know the answer. So I know what we're going to do after that.
Last question for you, and thanks for hanging out. I know that you're away from school and dropping by here this week to answer the call. Make that kid an offer. We always like to talk about make that kid an offer here at GPB. For the student-athlete that's too whatever, too small, too slow, and it's all in quotation marks, who fits make that kid an offer for you from the first time we talked? Is it the same batch? Can anybody else be added? Who would be in that make that kid an offer category for you?
I think for me it's three guys for us. One of them has a couple. Two of them have a couple of them. That's Brandon Ellison, wide receiver, 5'8", by 170, a speed guy. Unbelievable in special teams. Gunner, he punts. He does everything. He makes so many tackles on the kickoff. Rakeef Kelly is a running back that's dynamic for us, but also plays the slot. He's a junior, very electric with the ball, number 6. But the big one for me is Joshua Vaughn. He's our center. If he was 6'3", he'd be over it. He's 6'1", right at 6 feet, 6'1". He's 280. Unbelievable football player. Does a great job at center, does all the communication, and it's very physical. Like, he has long arms, which helps him as well. But I think he's definitely one of the most dominating guys on our front line. Somebody be getting a heck of a center on their offensive line.
And you know that when you mention offensive linemen, our Wayne Gandy is loving every single moment of that when you mention offensive linemen for Make That Kid an Offer. Coach, thanks for dropping by. Looking forward to being out there for the first time ever at Douglas County this Friday night. Thanks for Make That Kid an Offer. Thanks for being a great friend to GPB. We will see you later this week.
Thank you for having me, and I can't wait to see you on Friday.
So, as promised, it is a three-way dance. We're catching up with folks in British Columbia. Darnell Sikorsky, formerly the co-OC, or formerly the head coach, and now he co-head coach. Now he's the OC there at New Westminster. And my brother from another mother, Brian Nelson, the head coach at Mary Persons. Guys, thanks for dropping by the show this week.
Absolutely.
So, Coach Sikorsky, let me first question for you, because I know a lot of folks here in Georgia, they love their high school football. Describe how New Westminster likes to do things before school starts, the non-region play. You guys have traveled all over the place. How did this one come to pass?
It really just started with us deciding it was time to go travel again. We did it back in 2011 and 2017 in California. 2014 was in Texas. COVID obviously put a halt to that for a couple of years. And then we decided probably a year and a half ago that we were going to go on this trip. It was just a matter of where. Our head coach, Andrew McKechnie, he had some contacts in Illinois. We had some contacts in California that we could go and do that trip again. But we really just decided, you know, what about something different? So we kind of pinpointed Georgia. It started with an email really from Coach Nelson that they were looking for a game. And really into a phone conversation, a couple of texts back and forth. And then we both really decided that this would be a really cool thing to do, for us to experience the South and then for them to host us as a Canadian school. So now that we're officially starting school today, pretty much that was our first game. We were allowed 2 weeks of practice prior to Labor Day. So we were a little bit behind the eight ball, obviously, but, you know, just experiencing, obviously, that game, the Friday night lights and the whole experience of the South was really, really special for our kids.
So, Brian, let me get this straight. You sent them the email to say, hey, come on down. I'm looking for a game.
Yeah, I mean, basically, that's how it happened. I think I saw something where they may have been interested in maybe traveling to Georgia, and I just emailed Coach Sikorsky. And basically, like he said, it started with an email and then it went to, you know, exchange of phone numbers, text messages, phone calls. And we got it worked out. And I'm glad we did. It was as good of an experience as it was for New Westminster. It was just as good for our kids and our community.
So, Brian, let me stick with you here for a second. You mentioned how good it was to introduce different cultures. And obviously, you know, you get to introduce folks from British Columbia and all the research that was there. Mary Persons and Forsyth, you guys rolled out the carpet. I mean, from the stuff I was seeing, there was like 1,000 people at like, you know, pep rallies and things like that. You guys really showed out and made sure that New Westminster would never forget who Mary Persons is.
Yeah, we tried to be good hosts, you know, and I think one of the big things is they came down early in the week and we got in touch with them, see if they wanted to come down and practice on Thursday. And they did. And we had a pep rally that day. So we had a meal. We all ate together, went to the pep rally. The storms ended up kind of canceling the pep rally because it's outdoors. Mm-hmm. And, but then we got to hang out in the field house and the kids got to be kids. And you find out that the kids in British Columbia aren't much different than kids in Forsyth, Georgia. So it was a good experience for everybody.
So Coach Sikorsky, let me ask you, what was it like for the kids from British Columbia to experience Middle Georgia and understand that while we might be separated by thousands of miles, we pretty much still are the same?
For our guys, I think it was funny because I was sitting at that dinner at a table with a bunch of linemen and the whole conversation was about food. So just discussing like what restaurants we have, what restaurants they have. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's football. You know, the all down in Georgia is obviously spectacular. It's I was saying that it's a top four state for high school football. I think they probably showed that they're top one or two. And so aside from the quality though, like these are just kids, they're, you know, 14, 15, 16, 17 years old. And, they were having some fun. Even in the field house, they were playing this game that we obviously, that our kids play up here as well. And so just for them to connect and scream and laugh and do all of that was obviously pretty unique and pretty special, but yeah, they are just kids at the end of the day.
So, Coach Sikorsky, let me ask you this. When it comes to experiences, you know, you mentioned all of these little things that you won't forget over time. Has it sunk in yet to the New Westminster community that, man, we went from British Columbia to Forsyth, Georgia. I'm guessing you flew into Hartsfield. You drove the 90 minutes south. And I'm sure that there were parts of the experience where the kids were going, wow, I mean, this is, we're thousands of miles away from home. Then you get to experience what you experience there at Mary Persons. Has the experience sunk in yet to the new Westminster community?
For our players and for us, like, you know, we spent a little bit of the day reminiscing yesterday about just everything that was going on. But, you know, for our players, the fact that we were able to see the College Football Hall of Fame, like, we don't see that up here in Canada, right? And then, you know, we saw some civil rights based museums and whatnot. Like, we don't experience that. We have, you know, our versions up here in Canada. So it was an educational piece just to learn what the culture is like down there. And then demographically, like, we kind of joke about it a little bit, is that we are practically the UN in terms of, like, the demographics of our players. You know, we have a large Asian community, a large Eastern Indian community, and in addition to everything else. So we're very multicultural, and just even experiencing that is pretty unique for our players, right? So, and then obviously the high school football piece itself and the football piece itself, when you combine all of that, yeah, I think it's so special that our kids were able to experience that, and I don't think they're ever going to forget it.
So, Brian, when you look at the experience that you and the community and everyone attached to Mary Persons had with New Westminster coming to town, what will stick in your head, and what has the feedback been like from the community about, wow, we had this school from BC here, they were great, you know, the whole unifying aspect of high school football? What's going to stick with you think?
I think just, you know, after the game, Coach McKechnie and Coach Sikorsky and myself talked, you know, we got a big group picture of both teams together. I think it's just something that, you know, high school football is a special thing, you know, and I say this all the time to our kids and stuff, that they're not going to necessarily remember what happened on Tuesday in a math class. But as they get older, they're going to be able to remember a specific practice, a specific game, almost down to the minute of the game. And this is one of those games that I don't think they'll ever forget when they get together 20 or 25 years from now. Hey, remember the time we played that team from Canada? And, you know, you remember that big guy they had with the long blonde hair and how silly he was? And you know, it's just one of those things that was pretty cool. And I think even so much so at the game, I think we got some people that don't maybe normally come to a game that just came to see what it was about and to experience it. We had a good crowd, obviously, for them, you know, and talking to Coach Sikorsky and the people associated with New Westminster, is they don't have a band and cheerleaders and all that at a game. So the actual production of a Friday night football game in Georgia was something cool for them, you know, and it was probably 30 minutes after the game, and we're all still out there on the field hanging around. And you don't typically get that when Mary Person plays Jackson. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or we play a traditional opponent that we play. And so it was really something bigger than football, I think, you know. And it was and I'm sure some of our kids and their kids exchange numbers, and we'll probably keep in touch through every avenue of social media there is out there. I'm not big into that, but they are. And I think it's just overall, like you said, a good experience. I think it's going to help New Westminster the rest of their season, you know. And we talked to their kids a little bit after the game about that. So just, it couldn't have went any better, I don't think, John. I mean, it was really cool.
Brian Nelson, the head coach at Mary Persons, and Darnell Sikorsky, the offensive coordinator at New Westminster of British Columbia. Yes, I did say British Columbia. New Westminster of British Columbia. These two teams played at Mary Persons last Friday night, and yes, it was 43-6. Mary Persons, yes, they are the third-ranked team in AAA right now in some polls, most polls, easily top two or top three, but it was a great learning experience for both of these communities. One of the questions that I have had Coach Sikorsky come across my desk is that folks like to look at nicknames, and they saw the nickname of New Westminster, and they'd like to know what is the legend and the story behind the HYACK, H-Y-A-C-K. That's the nickname for New Westminster. What is a HYACK, and how does that impact, and how does that ingrain into what New Westminster is?
Name or our school slogan is the HYACK. And so for us, back in the early 1900s, there was a major fire that swept the city. And so the Native Canadian firefighters came in and really helped to put out that fire. And then they would yell HYACK, 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 which meant swift or really fast. So they went in and swiftly took out the fires and helped out the community that way. So that's where it comes from. You know, and for us, like, we like to play that way. We may not have played like that on Friday night. Mary Persons was the one that was playing really fast, but that's where the school.
So, Brian, is there any talk of a reverse fixture? Is there any talk of a field trip of going up to go and take on Coach Sikorsky and everybody up there at New Westy?
Well, we talked about it, you know. I would love to, you know, I would love to return the trip. Obviously, you know, this was a 1-year deal, so we will be looking for a game on that same date, you know. I think their school schedule and our school schedule are a little different, you know, being we're already in school during this time of year and they're probably not, you know. So I would love to do it, but anybody out there listening, if they want to make some donations, you know, we can make it happen. It's not going to be cheap.
No, we will try and see about the rematch of Mary Persons in New Westminster, BC. When this story came across my desk, it was a no-brainer to be able to catch up with the both of you and find out what it was like for New Westminster, BC to have the full experience of Southeastern football, the College Football Hall of Fame, being in Atlanta, playing Mary Persons on Friday, going to see Auburn and Alabama, A&M, and being a part of the college experience in the SEC on a Saturday, and now you guys are back in school. Brian, I know that you've got a game coming up with Fayette County, and that one's going to be there at home, so you get the chance to rest up as you dive into region play. Coach Nelson, Coach Sikorsky, thanks for coming on to the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast and kind of pulling the curtain back a little bit on how this came to be. Be safe. Have great seasons. We'll be catching up soon. And Coach Sikorsky, you know, now that we've got your contact info, you know, we'll be knocking on your door to see how things are going up there at New Westminster. Thanks for dropping by the show, guys.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Time to put a bow on Football Fridays, and it's great to see how high school football goes over country lines now. We're talking Canada and Middle Georgia and high school football. Very, very cool stuff from our friends at New Westminster, our new friends at New Westminster, and Brian Nelson, the head coach at Mary Persons. All right, time to find out how we did this past week in Football Fridays. I think I've got the rundown here of everybody and where their schools are. So Commander Sandy, she got a 30-20 win. Decatur wins over Carver Atlanta. Darlington, Ambassador Jeremy, 49-7 winners over Ridgeland.
Hey, go Tigers.
So you got the W there. My apologies for King James. Dodge County, 42, Central Macon, 12. The Chargers did not win last Friday night. And also on the board, Lakeside Atlanta. It was rated by the Maxwell Ratings Service as the largest upset points-wise of the week, meaning that Lakeside DeKalb was the largest underdog to come back and get a win. Lakeside DeKalb, Lakeside Atlanta, 26-21 winners over Macon County. And then Lassiter, Hannah's Lassiter, 42-0 over Northview. So after everybody lost except for Commander Sandy last week, everybody's winning this week. And then Marky Mark and Parkview. It is, Jake the Snake, West Forsyth 45, Parkview 21. So that is where we are with the wins and losses of the week. And so, as always, we like to wrap up the show here with words of wisdom, whether they're from Jake the Snake, whether they're from Ambassador Jeremy, could be from King James, or as I kind of turn my head and look through the glass, I look at Marky Mark, and it is time for Marky Mark, who is in the Jake the Snake chair. He's the one in charge of the ones and twos. He's the one driving us here. So words of wisdom from Marky Mark as we get ready for yet another Football Fridays in Georgia weekend. We're coming off a holiday. It's a short week. So what words of wisdom does Marky Mark have? What words of wisdom do you have, sir?
So I remember last week, Jake was talking about stretching.
Correct.
And I feel like I need to disagree on that. Maybe we should do less stretching.
Wow.
Less exercise. I'm going to be the contrarian on this one. I'm curious your thoughts on that, John.
I don't mind less exercise, but considering that I'm 9,000 years old, if I didn't stretch before I went to bed every night, I would end up looking like a pretzel because I kind of sleep like this. You know, I'm all over the place. And, you know, if I had any flexibility, I'd be in trouble. So for my own personal sanity, I'd have to disagree with you, although I do appreciate your effort in being a contrarian and thinking that you don't necessarily have to do that all the time.
No, you definitely don't need to do it all the time. In fact, be less active.
Wow.
Let's see how that goes. Probably not well, but give it a shot.
Wow, less active. So I guess that's a way to promote, actually, if you want to be less active, that you can watch the Football Fridays in Georgia game on Friday night. By being less active, you can just kind of sit there and hang like this, right?
Yeah, just sit back.
Yeah, no posture allowed. Just kind of sit back and chill. So I see where Marky Mark is going. Marky Mark is sit back and chill. I know how this is working. I like the idea. Although those of us of a certain vintage may not necessarily be able to carry the less exercise is more idea. So understand, I appreciate the contrarianism. Is that a word? It is now. When it comes to the thoughts of the week. So Marky Mark, as always, thank you for bringing your thoughts to the table.
Yeah, of course.
All right. So that's going to do it for another round of the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast. For Marky Mark, for Ambassador Jeremy, for Jake the Snake, who is in absentia, for King James, for Commander Sandy, and for Hannah, who is on assignment. We'll catch up with her on Friday night. I'm just John. Thanks for dropping by. Enjoy your games on this upcoming Football Friday in Georgia, or Thursday or Saturday, depending on scheduling. Play it safe, everybody. Enjoy the games. We'll catch up with you next week.
Brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.